My name is Emily. I'm 19, and today I'm going to be interviewing my mom, Denise. So you're how old?
I am 56 years old.
So you've lived a lot of life. If you had it to do over again, what would you do differently with your life?
If I had to go back to younger years, well, I wouldn't want to do it without taking the information I have today along with me. If I could take what I've learned in those 50-some years of living back to when I was, say, a teenager, I think one of the things I would do differently is that I probably would have went into the service, army or probably the army. It's one of those things I kind of learned with getting older, the value of serving your country. I think that's really cool. That's one thing I'd do differently. And I think, now that I'm older, I'm thinking, okay, it would have been nice to have a military pension to go along with me, plus the benefits of having served and being a veteran, I think are pretty cool. That's probably one of the things I would probably do differently, although it would have affected the outcome of my life. And maybe I wouldn't have the husband I have now or the children I have now, and I wouldn't want to give those up. So it's a catch-22. I would, but yet I wouldn't. But yeah, I think going into the military would have been very beneficial for me. I end up, kind of working retail jobs, which that's fine. There's nothing wrong with retail, but I'm thinking if I would have gotten specialized training in the service, may have furthered more of a career than just working jobs. Does that sort of make sense to you, Emily? Yeah, okay.
If you had to pick a branch to go into, which one would you pick, and what would you be looking to do in that branch?
Probably I would have chosen the army,
Okay.
I think. When I first got out of high school, I worked at Fort Indiantown Gap for several months, and in that I was civilian working for the Army, and I met really a lot of very nice people. So that's why I think I would choose Army, because I've seen a little bit of their work. I like the idea of like the Navy is mostly with water. I'm not a very good swimmer, so I don't think the Navy would have worked. Marines are very disciplined, and I'm not quite that disciplined, so I don't think the Marine Corps would have worked for me. So I think probably Army. I have, I have, I think it's cool to be able to shoot guns and stuff like that. So maybe like an infantry division of the Army, if I could have selected something, or maybe like the transportation department would have been more interest too, because I like working with machines and stuff like that. So I think, if I could have been into repairing Jeeps or whatever, that would have been pretty neat too, and I could have seen myself pursuing that kind of a career. And I don't know, I may have ended up being in the Army for just, like one tour of 4 years, or maybe making it a lifetime career. So yeah, would have been pretty cool.
Why didn't you choose to continue that service or continue to work at the Gap?
Part of the, well, my work at the Gap was only during a specific time. They had, it was early 1980s, and they had a lot of Cuban immigrants come in, which they warehoused sort of at Fort Indiantown Gap. A lot of these immigrants were criminal. So a lot of what I did was behind razor wire, doing office work and stuff like that. I had some contact with some of the immigrants, but not an awful lot. And anytime we had contact with these immigrants, we were almost always with a guard, because these were guys that would take their beds apart and make knives and stuff like that. They were not a nice bunch of people. Anyways, that span of time ended. Okay, the immigrants, the Cuban immigrants, they got them processed and moved on to wherever they went. So my job ended there.
Okay.
And when that happened, my parents were like, well, you're not going to work before the military anymore. It's too dangerous. And kind of talked me out of pursuing anything with the service. At the time, I met a fella, and we really liked each other. We ended up getting, I was married at 19. That lasted about 13 years. That's another whole story. So I ended up getting married and you know, finding a job and a full-time job. And so my life took a different turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you had something else to change about, you know, your life, what would be something else you'd want to have changed?
Well, chances are I wouldn't have married my first husband had I known how things were going to go there. I may have chosen a different partner. I mean, not that I'm going through my life with regrets. I don't.
Right.
But, yeah, I think having chosen a military career, I wouldn't have married who I did. I'd have, you know, had, I think my eyes opened to more of what the world had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just staying in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, I would have branched possibly into other areas, maybe even other countries, I don't know,
yeah.
And just seen more of the world. And I think that would have been pretty cool, too. Especially if you can see the world and have your way paid while you're doing it. Yay.
Yeah.
That would have been, anyway, that would have been a unique experience. So,
okay.
As far as other things I would have changed, I don't know that there would have been a whole lot I would have changed. Of course, if I had not married my first husband, my life would have taken a very different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed being in agricultural lines too, so I probably would have pursued that maybe more. But my first husband wasn't into that, so you know, that kind of went off the table.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to predict what would have happened.
Yeah.
How I could have, would have, should have.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I know what I know now. Yeah.
So using the knowledge that you have from what you've decided in life and from your years of experience, what's some advice you'd like to give people, younger people, anyone in general?
Okay. I think if I had to give someone advice, it would be just to think carefully about what you're doing. There's a lot of temptations in this world, okay? There's a lot of things that are very easy to do wrong, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, drugs. It's all out there. It's all very tempting, and it's all very easily accessed, but it's none of it's good for a person. So I would say to think carefully about what you choose, and especially about if you're choosing someone you're considering spending a lifetime with, be careful, but take your time. Don't rush into relationships that you may end up wishing you hadn't rushed into. Yeah, think carefully. You know, God gave us a brain, and He wants us to use it, not just abuse it. So yeah, think carefully about what you're doing. And sometimes it's good, I think, if you can, you know, kind of think about, okay, what you're doing today and what you want to be doing in a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Where do you want to be? You know, set some goals so that you can try to attain what you would like to be in the future. It's not easy to think into the future, you know, especially when you're young, what you want to do for the rest of your life, because that sounds so daunting. But I think sometimes it's important to kind of step back and just think about it for a little bit. You know, where do you want to, where do you see yourself in, you know, 10 years? What do you want to be doing? Where do you want to be living? You know, how do you want to be spending your time? I think they're good questions to think about. Not always easy to think about or to come up with an answer for, but I think it's good to think about that kind of stuff.
So who would be someone who's had an impact on your life or some of the decisions you've made?
I think some of the most important people would have been my parents, my mom and dad. Like I said earlier, they said, you know, you're not going to go into the service, you know, it's too rough, blah, blah, blah. So certainly they swayed what I was going to do with my life. And I don't think it was to be mean or anything like that. I think, you know, they were trying to look out for me. So that's good. But no, my parents were really important. Like anybody else, you know, if you have good parents, you're fortunate. You know, and they are looking out for your best interest. I was fortunate enough to be raised on a dairy farm, and my mom, at least in my lifetime, she'd never worked away from home. So it was kind of neat. Mom was always there. Of course, Dad was a dairyman, so he was either milking or working the fields or whatever. So he was always around. So I was really lucky to have parents that are around most of the time. So they were always there that I could go and talk to or seek advice from or whatever. So they were really important. I think my siblings also played a big part in it. I'm the youngest of six kids, so having older brothers and sisters was kind of neat because they were also a good sounding board for ideas and stuff like that. My oldest sister, Joanne, in particular, the other ones got married off pretty much when I was pretty young, but Joanne stayed single and still lived at home till I was, about 16 or 17 years old. So she was around for a lot of those formative years, teenage years, which was, you know, pretty cool. So Joanne had a lot to do in the kind of person I've become.
Yeah. What are some other decisions? I know you mentioned how, you know, whether you worked for the military service or not was influenced by your parents. Are there any other decisions they influenced you on?
I think they were a big part of why I got married the first time. They knew this other fella that I was, you know, dating and then became my first husband. And they really kind of encouraged me to marry him because going back, you know, 40 years ago, you know, a girl graduated high school and she got married. That's what she was supposed to do. So I think they were ready for a spare room in the house, actually. Mom wanted a sewing room in her house. So yeah, get married, Denise, and get out of the house. No, that makes them sound cruel, and they weren't. They encouraged me, you know, to get married. Even in high school, I had thought about, you know, maybe college or something like that, and they kind of discouraged me from that. There again, you know, you graduate, you get married. Why does a girl need to go to college if she's just going to get married? So I didn't go to college, which, looking back, I don't know what I would have done anyways. I wasn't really into anything in particular. If I would have had to chose something, it probably would have been something, you know, like veterinary school or something like that. But so anyways, it kind of discouraged me from, you know, higher education, which, you know, ended up being okay. Like I said, I didn't know what I was going to practice or, you know, pursue anyways. So, yeah. So,
I don't know.
Is there anything you learned out of your first marriage? You know, skills to work with someone, just marriage stuff. What's some stuff you've learned from that you've used to help you in your second marriage here, or just, you know, stuff you've learned you'd like to share?
Well, yes. My second marriage, I was definitely more selective in a person, in my husband. I think I learned to perhaps be a little more open to a person. Not that I was really guarded in my first marriage, but there was some, for my own self-preservation, there were things that I didn't open up to my first husband. He wasn't physically abusive, but he was somewhat mentally abusive. Mm-hmm. There was name calling and stuff like that. So I've learned how much that hurts, so I try not to do that kind of stuff. Not that I think it's a good thing to do anyway, but you know, I do know how much it can hurt a person. I don't know. My first husband didn't want to have any children, and the older I got, the more I found out I do want to have a family. I do want to have kids. So that was kind of a wedge in our relationship. It ended up my first husband had an affair, and that kind of was like the final straw on the camel's back, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's what made me decide this is not the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. And so we divorced, and then I found the guy who is now my husband after, you know, meeting a number of different fellas, and I'm much, much, much happier. So, you know, yay for me, I guess. And now we've been, my second husband had 4 children when I met him. So it was like instant family for me. And then we had 3 more. So I'm truly blessed now with 7 children and several grandchildren. So yay for me. Yeah. And like I said, you know, if I could go back in time and change things, maybe I'd do things differently, but I wouldn't want to jeopardize the family I now have to attain what might have been. So, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So in a couple of years here, you're going to have the house to yourself.
Yeah.
What are you planning on doing with your time, the space?
Well, I'm not making a sewing room out of one of the bedrooms. I ain't into that. I'm not sure exactly what I'll be doing. Hopefully I'll be watching grandkids more often, and that'd be pretty cool. Maybe we'll have a couple bedrooms for the grandkids when they stay over. I don't know. Right now I'm working a full-time job plus running a horse boarding business, so I'm sure I'll probably still be working a full-time job and running a horse boarding business when the house is emptied out. Yeah, I don't know. And if the kids decide they want to stay around for a lot longer, that's okay too. I'm not going to kick anybody out of the house unless they're, you know, creating problems or something like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think the bedrooms will stay as bedrooms, and when we have people over, grandkids or like family members come, then they have a place to stay. So that'd be all right. Although one of the things I've tinkered around with is becoming what's called a Fisher house. Do you know what a Fisher house is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a Fisher house is a place where military families can stay while a loved one is in a hospital. And being we're not that far from the Lebanon VA hospital, I thought, gee, wouldn't it be nice to be able to host families while their loved one is in the hospital? We're about a 15-minute drive from the hospital, so not that far away. So I've tinkered around with that idea. I haven't flown it by my husband, who would probably not want to do that. But anyways, that's a thought that I've rolled around in my brain a couple times. You know, hosting families, you know, that, you know, it's stressful when someone's in the hospital. But if you had a place to stay that felt like a home rather than a motel room, it probably would make it a little more comfortable for them. But I don't know. We'll see. That's a possibility. I don't know.
There you go. Well, thank you for sharing all of that with me. Clearly you've had a lot of learned knowledge over the years. A lot of wisdom there.
Well, thank you, and thank you for interviewing me. It was a pleasure to try to help you with your schooling. I don't know if you've gained any wisdom from me. If you have, I'll feel blessed. If you haven't, oh well, at least you got to hear me rambling on about my life, such as it is. So I wish you well. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome. Thank you.